place here. We have to actually wait to start.
That's what I just said. It feels a little weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that clock is slow.
Okay, do we have the recording? Good evening, everybody. I would like to call to order the successor agency to the San Fernando Redevelopment Agency for our regular meeting, October 3rd. It is 6 p.m. If we can please have roll call.
Good evening, Chair Robert C. Gonzalez.
Present.
Vice Chair Joel Fajardo.
Present.
Board Member Antonio Lopez.
Present.
Board Member Hannah Soto.
Present.
And Board Member Sylvia Bell.
Present.
Thank you. Do we have an approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any opposition? I see none. Motion carries. And now it's time for a public statement. And remember, this is public statement solely for the successor agency, not City Council meeting. Do we have any public comment? I see none. Do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any opposed? I see none. Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
And I see no opposed. Motion carries. I would now like to call to order the regular City Council meeting for October 3rd. It is currently 6:01 p.m. Roll call.
Mayor Robert C. Gonzalez.
Present.
Vice Mayor Joe Fajardo.
Present.
Councilmember Antonio Lopez.
Present.
Councilmember Jaime Soto.
Present.
And Councilmember Sylvia Bellman.
Present.
Thank you. And then today for the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm going to call on our chief.
Please stand. Right hand over your hearts and begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. Do we have a motion for approval of the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, we, at the very last minute, received word that the tribute to our troops recipient will not be here at today's meeting.
Correct.
So if we could push that back to the next meeting, appreciate that.
Correct. So we'll do that. And so do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any opposed? I see none. Motion carries. So then we'll start off with presentations. And then if I can please have this presentation is for the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice. If I can please have the board that actually represents this organization please come forward.
Yes.
I would like to present this proclamation to the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice. Whereas the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice was founded in 2003 by descendants of Pedro Cervantes, and whereas their ancestors were originally from Michoacán, Mexico, the Cervantes children were mostly born in the San Fernando Valley. And whereas in 2007, the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice, a nonprofit corporation, has provided $200 scholarships to fifth grade students at Morning Elementary so they may purchase the much needed school supplies, and $200 scholarships for the seniors at San Fernando High School. And whereas the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice scholarships are now renewable, allowing the fifth grade recipients to renew their scholarships until their senior year of high school, at which time they may become eligible to receive a $500 scholarship for college. And whereas over the last 9 years, the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice has awarded over $3,000 in scholarships to the youth of San Fernando. Now, therefore, the San Fernando City Council does hereby proclaim admiration for the combined efforts of the Cervantes family and the Cervantes Fund for Social Justice for not only acknowledging a need in the community, but also for giving back to said community and nurturing our youth. Thank you so much. just really quickly, I just want to say thank you to all the board, to the mayor for helping us out with this and for honoring us today, to all the staff for making this happen as well. We are primarily a family corporation, a family group, from my father, myself, and my brother, who founded this in 2003, to the current board, who's my nieces and my brothers and sisters, and everything that we do, from our events, my wife, who does all of our decorations, and my house looks like Hawaii right now because we have a luau coming up, to everybody in our family, all the wives, all the extended family are involved. And our basic message is we got a lot growing up here in San Fernando, Pacoima, as well as I'm sure everybody here. If you're successful, it's not because you did it by yourself. It's a lot of people held you up. So all we ask is that people look back once in a while, pick up your brother and sister, and give a little bit back for all the blessings that we have all received. And thank you very much. If you don't mind, we can have the family come up and for a quick picture.
On to public statements. If you would like to make a public statement, if you can just fill out one of the blue cards and go ahead and bring it up to the front. City
clerk? Yes. As the mayor stated, if you wish to speak, please fill out the blue form located at the council chamber's entrance. Submit it to me and your name will be called when it is your turn. When addressing the council, please speak in the microphone and voluntarily state your name and address. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes to allow time for others. Si usted desea hablar, por favor, llene la forma azul situada a la entrada de la Cámara del Consejo, preséntemelo a mí y su nombre será llamado cuando sea su turno. Al dirigirse al Consejo, por favor, hable al micrófono y voluntariamente diga su nombre y dirección. Los comentarios serán limitados a 3 minutos para dar tiempo a los demás. Gracias.
Thank you. So the first card we have here is for Jaime Lazo.
Yes, hi. My name is Jaime Lazo. I'm a business owner here in the city of San Fernando. I'm also a member of the Masonic Lodge here in San Fernando. I've been an active business owner here in the city for quite a while, and I also participate in events that try to make better the city because I really like it here. However, in the last few months, in the back of my building, there has been a series of drug addicts and abandoned cars. There's people living in their car. They're doing feces. They're peeing on the sidewalk. I've already tried to remedy the situation by calling the police department. They told me that they couldn't do anything because they couldn't put any signs on the parking lots, so it could tow the cars away. But I mean, I think it's gone beyond that, where it's not just towing the cars, it's cleaning up the community. And it's getting to a point where I have to, my workers, the ladies, I have to guide them over to the cars, because now if you look at the pictures, there's balloons, that means that they're shooting heroin, and it's getting dangerous back there. And I don't know what else to do. I mean, can you guys try to force the owner of the building to see if they could do something about it, or have Child Protective Services go over there and look at the cars, because there's kids also sleeping in there? And basically, that's where I am. I mean, I need somebody to try to see if they could do something about it. Of all the parts in the San Fernando Valley, in the city of San Fernando, it seems that that's where they're concentrating on. And either, you know, can you guys force the owner of the building to put signs up there so the police department could go over there and do something, or see so we can make it safer?
Mr. Mayor, could we get your address, sir?
Yes, it's 1024 North McClay Avenue. And it's in the back alley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any more blue cards for public comment?
My name is Dee Aiken. I live on 1072 North Mateo. I would like to give a shout out to our Public Works Department. They sure have been working an awful lot on the streets locally, and probably go to fix it before I lose all the springs in my car. Tell the gentleman that just spoke, I am so familiar with his address and what's going on there. It's been an ongoing problem, but it's becoming a police problem now. Also, people face down in the street, the ambulances called. I'm sure that we're paying for all that. There was a young man here maybe 8 months ago, 9 months ago. If we can follow up on whoever that was, it seemed like he had a plan for two places, and I was hoping that one of the places would be with us, that the police would at least have a place to take these people. And the heat, we had brutal heat. They just go to sleep in the middle of the sidewalk, face down. And I feel bad for them, but I can't, I don't have the means to take care of them. So I'm hoping somebody else has a good idea about it. Anyway, thanks, Public Works. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comment? I see none. The comment is closed. And now we'll move on to consent calendar. Do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any opposed? I see none. Motion carries. And now we'll move on to administrative reports. Number five, I will turn it over to Councilmember Soto.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. At this point, I got into late notice. I'm going to have to table the appointment. There's been a series of issues with both commissioners that came up. other events that came up that held them back, so they're not able to be here. So I'm going to have to table for next time. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you. So now we'll move on to agenda item number 6.
Thank you, and I will actually begin this one. Mr. Steike and I have worked on this together, and last year before the League of Cities event, we discussed as a council the proposed resolution. Just based on that past precedent, Mr. Steike and I decided to bring it forward in case there were any concerns amongst the council that we didn't follow that past precedent. And the resolution this year is a resolution committing the League of California Cities to supporting Vision Zero towards Zero Deaths and other programs or initiatives to make safety a top priority for transportation projects. I spoke to Mr. Psyche about this, and one of my bigger concerns as to was whether this is a quasi-endorsement of the high-speed rail, because the reading is that it promotes more public transportation. I think that all of us on this council, to at least some extent or another, are supportive of transportation, especially on the local level. Mr. Psyche did talk to the local League of Cities chapters, and they are not under the impression that it has anything to do with high-speed rail. And it's just a broad concept. However, we also found out that given the fact that it is so broad, just broadly supporting transportation in general and safety, a number of cities have not signed on to it because it is a little too broad for the liking of some councils, given that it doesn't have any definitive parameters. And with that said, this is simply to receive council feedback so that I can make, or so I can take that into consideration when I vote on this upcoming, I believe it's Thursday or Friday.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, council members?
Yes, because the question would be, you guys directed at our Vice Mayor Fajardo. So it is broad. I did look at it, but I'm wondering if we could benefit by getting something from that, any specific money. And I say it, even maybe something to be able to help us, and maybe even covering a traffic officer position or humps in certain parts of the city as a result of that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can have an exchange of that. Is there anything that you thought about to enhance public safety that way? Either the humps or even funds for motorbike officer that may not offset too much cost from our department and our general fund?
I don't think you would necessarily tie into that concept too much, only because the issue is with regards to public transportation. And so it's trying to maximize public transportation as much as possible, which almost goes counter to some extent to the notion of speed bumps, because if everyone's using public transportation, you wouldn't necessarily have speed bumps. And these are just resolutions that the League of Cities take, and they don't necessarily bring with them any kind of financial benefit.
And the other thing, I guess I was looking at, we've talked about it before, but about if there's anything that we can have for like zero emissions vehicles given to our city, even to replace some of the ones we have, even for transportation or personal or council use or city use, whatever it might be. Were you able to look at anything like that, or do you think it's possible?
Well, that it doesn't bring funds, and I guess part of the goal is more towards deaths, but I guess one can make the extended, not an analogy, but one can say that by extension, by using more public transportation, it does mean using fewer fossil fuels. Mr. Sykes, can you see if it says that directly? I believe it is simply geared towards deaths, correct?
It is. The Vision Zero is based upon traffic accidents and deaths and trying to reduce that to zero. So,
and I think that having a neutral or negative carbon footprint is probably ideal and something that, well, I guess it depends on who you ask. I think that the City Council is generally supportive of that concept, but it doesn't necessarily state that, and again, there's no funds tied to it. It's just a broad concept of putting more people on public transportation, which I guess in and of itself does reduce our carbon offsets, especially given that there is a push now towards using carbon neutral technology.
Yeah, I would agree. I think I was going to ask it. I forgot. There was something else, but I forgot. I'll have to come back to it. But yeah, go ahead and go on. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
Councilmember Lopez?
I have no questions. I'm actually supportive of the resolution as it's stated. I think it's important to support something, especially related to zero deaths. I think that's very crucial. And I think it's so broad that it's hard to pinpoint if it's for high-speed rail or not. So I think ideally supporting just safe public transportation, as we see what has happened in Jersey, there's so many accidents occur in transportation, and it's not only that, but mentally, and many other forms of transportation. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Bennett?
I would, during the discussion, if they can't narrow it down and say absolutely no high-speed rail, I would ask you to vote against it.
Okay, so if it leaves it open to the possibility, so to a broad interpretation, okay.
That's just not good enough. They know what they're doing is very manipulative, right? Written.
I wouldn't describe it as manipulative. I think that sometimes people write broad concepts or, you know, generalities because sometimes it makes it easier to digest. But at the same time, in this case, it's so broad that it probably leads to the notion that it could be too broad for many cities and doesn't necessarily concur with their goals. For example, there are some cities, I believe that 9 cities sued over Measure M. And I would presume that those cities probably wouldn't sign on to something like this because it inherently would endorse a concept like Measure M, which I'm supporting, so.
Thank you. I would also support it. Obviously, transportation is one of the biggest issues that we have, not only in our city, but throughout the state. But it also does concern me about the high-speed rail, because we have taken a stand on that. But besides that, I think it's good. I actually want to thank you for bringing this up, because I didn't even think about this. So thank you so much for bringing this back to council. So then, would we like to make the motion?
I guess the motion is that I'm authorized to make a vote based on the information that I received and feedback from the council.
Then you'll make the motion?
So moved.
Okay, and then I'll second then. Do we have any opposed? I see none opposed, so motion will carry. Thank you.
Well, just remember that we have the alternates that are going to move forward with this, just in case. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we'll move on to item number 7.
Correct. This is with regards to discussing a community forum on police and public relations. I think that everyone in this room is aware of the national headlines that police community relations have made, especially in these past few months, with a number of situations that have arisen in the country, most recently in North Carolina and Oklahoma. And I truly believe that San Fernando PD does things better than many other places, and that's why we're so proud to have our police department. At the same time, we still have many community members who ask, what are the protocols that are followed? How do we know that our rights are being respected? And this is more of a way for people to be able to come and to ask questions in a forum setting. So I would like to work with the chief on coming together with the forum, seeing if there are any other community partners who he would like to bring in and invite the public to participate in this discussion and answer people's questions with regards to safety, both at the local level and how it applies on a broader level.